Good morning, and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, along with Greg Bach and Calvin Butenhoff, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us wherever you are listening around Wisconsin at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Greg Bach, it's Thursday, so that means Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here for public cervix announcement.
It's the greatest day of the year.
If you have questions for Dr. Lierley, a health-related question, doesn't just have to be OBGYN related. You can always text that in as well at 855-75-CIVIC or send an email to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. And then coming up at 11:33, Acme Packing Company sports guru Paul Noonan will be joining us to talk all things sports balls. So stick around for that. Right now, though, we want to remind you to download the Civic Media app.
Why?
Because, first of all, it's free.
Ooh.
It's a free app. It's terrific. It gives you the opportunity to check out all the stations across the Civic Media radio network, as well as all of the shows. And this is how you have an opportunity to ride into spring with our statewide Text to Win contest. So download the Civic Media app. Go to the station that you are listening to, whether it's in Racine or Hayward or Eau Claire or Green Bay, and then text this word. This is the word this hour. Lawn. L-A-W-N. Lawn. Text the word lawn, and you will be in the running for an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then we have four winners every day because we play the contest in the 7, 10, 1, and 3 o'clock hour. So one winner four times a day. Mm-hmm. Those winners and everyone else who is entered is in the running for one of our two grand prizes.
My phone's exploding right now. I love it. Keep it going, folks. Never stop until 11.
You have it until 11 o'clock to text the word lawn. You only need to do this once per hour. Mm-hmm. And then you can do it again with Todd Alba at 1 o'clock. And then again at 3 p.m. with Maggie Dawn. So again, the word this hour is lawn.
You're so used to call letters.
W-L-A-N. Yes, no, it's lawn. L-A-W-N. Text that in. And again, you can win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Dells and be in the running for one of our two grand prizes. Brand new bicycles or a outdoor patio love seat and a 3-in-1 blender.
Nice.
I think we're going to start a little unspoken competition with Todd Alba, who follows us from noon to 2. Because he's doing really well. They had so many texts the other day, they actually got knocked off the air. It was hilarious.
I want to break the internet.
Everybody's got to have a goal.
I know, and that's my goal. Break the internet. Well, not break it so we have to fix it, but you know what I mean. We're coming for you, Todd.
Text the word lawn, L-A-W-N, up until 11 o'clock this morning, and you will be in the running for those prizes. All right, we're going to start off with something good. We did something good.
Ooh.
Governor Evers on Wednesday signed into law a bipartisan package of bills which will increase the personal safety of judges. This is a really important thing.
Yeah, especially in context of just like in the past week.
Yeah.
Due to one dude.
Yeah. Well, under one of the bills, judges can request government agencies not publish their personal information about them or their families. Another measure makes it a crime to protest outside of a judge's home with the intent to interfere with, obstruct, or impede the judge's duties. And the third one, and this really made me stop and go, what? The third bill stops documents called judicial security profiles from being available through a public records request. So they do file these judicial security profiles with local law enforcement, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. It includes the layout of the judge's home, the medical history of the judge, which family members are living in the residence, and whether or not there's a security system. I can't believe that was ever available through public records.
I mean,
right?
I can see both sides. I understand why you absolutely would want to protect the identity, not the identity, but the home life, the personal life of a judge. But some would say they are a public servant because if you go to any internet source, you can find the home address, phone number of your alderman, of your county board supervisor, of the mayor. Like, this is all public information. So I understand why it would be available for public request.
The layout of your home?
I mean, that should not be, of course.
That, seems way over the top to me.
No. And I can, I understand why the government would want that for safety, for whatever, for
absolutely, because you want if law enforcement is going to be called to this judge's home, they want to know what they're going to be dealing with when they get there, right? How many people live there? What's the layout of the home? Is there a security system? Those kinds of things. But I can't see how that is any of our business as just a member of the general public. It's not like they're hiding.
I need to know how many half bathrooms you have.
Right. And what kind of soap do you use? So this, I feel, is a good thing. And this is a bipartisan measure. So we like to complain. I know, that's shocking.
We like to vent with a certain je ne sais quoi, I'd like to say. There it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Delightful complaining.
Complaining with some spice.
With some style. No, we complain about nothing ever getting done. And so that's why I do like to take the time to address when we actually work together, because it can be done to do things that we agree upon.
Yeah.
And this is a good thing.
Yes.
And again, we've been talking about the need to protect our judges, especially in the last 5 to 7 years. And just as an example, there's a judge in Colorado. The Secretary of State is getting just inundated with violent online threats after she expressed support for the ultimately unsuccessful effort to keep Trump off the ballot for the 2024 election, which, by the way, was brought by Republicans in Colorado, not Democrats.
Jane, once again, you show your foolishness. It was the corrupt FBI along with Antifa. I haven't been able to find a single Antifa yet. It was Hunter Biden's laptop was doing the whole thing itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just open your eyes. The Republicans, you're crazy.
Jenna Griswold was brought in as a co-defendant when a group of residents sued to keep Trump off the ballot. Since then, threats targeting her have gone up by more than 600%.
Well, the example I'm thinking about right now is Trump had a gag order placed on him, and he went on Truth Social and started saying things about the judge there and about his children.
And one of his daughters.
I do not understand. Earl was talking about this earlier. I do not understand. Make a special jail for him. I understand it can be a hazard for Secret Service. They can't police a small jail lockup. So make a jail for him and put him in it, because he's violated these gag orders so many times and he walks away like it's nothing. So now we have to create new legislation to protect our judges because of this stuff.
And these are some really violent, horrifying threats that these judges get. One email to this Colorado official: "We are coming for you, B. If you have kids, I hope they get murdered by illegal aliens. I can't wait to find you and follow you to your house and expose your address. Take my advice and wear Kevlar, lots of Kevlar." Threats from Trump supporters, according to Rolling Stone, have skyrocketed across the country, many directed at elections officials and inspired by Donald Trump and his allies that the election was stolen, which, again, it has been proven in over 60 court cases with some judges that were appointed by Donald Trump.
Yes.
That the election was free and fair and legitimate. And yet they continue to push this lie. And other things I'm reading now, with the change at the RNC, where Trump's daughter-in-law, Lara, is now one of the co-heads there, they're having loyalty questions. And if you don't agree that the 2020 election was stolen, then you're not going to get a job there.
That doesn't surprise me at all. In fact, if anything, I feel like the RNC is going to be the prototype or the blueprint for the next level, which is going to be
the administration.
Government.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to throw one more name on there. I think it's always important to mention him. It's not only did the court cases fail, not only did the Trump-appointed judges rule not in his favor, but our very own Popcorn King Robin Voss, supporter, endorser, and voter for Trump this year, being recalled, trying to be recalled by his fervent supporters, has said on record, it was safe, it was fair, Biden won, Trump lost.
Move on.
Let's do this. How about you take that? What would happen if all of those individuals took that energy and moved it towards a reelection campaign that was just, I don't want to say full of information because it's like they never do that, but you know, they're everywhere. They're just shooting in every direction and they're shooting every single kind of conspiracy theory out into the air. And it's to the point where you just have to go, oh, I can't do this. I don't have time. I've got bills to pay.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Tom from LA on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us. We got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, so we must never forget that. Second, give Donald Trump his own special jail. It'll be the biggest jail ever. It'll be the best jail ever. It'll be the, you know, most personalized. You probably will try to sell tickets to have people come see him.
Great ideas, Tom.
Let's get his butt in jail. Second, I just want people to realize out there, if you listen to what Taylor Swift said in her comment in Miss Americana, she actually spoke more policy than we hear from any Republican politician out there at all. In a 2-minute thing, she said she's in favor of a woman's right to choose. She's not in favor of people, you know, beating up on her friends who she talks about. I mean, that was more policy than I've heard at all from Republicans. And Greg, you're right. I mean, they have nothing. They have nothing to run on because they can't even talk about policy. And I just hope all those people that are fair-minded Republicans out there, you know what, please, there's more of us than there are of them.
Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate it. Bill on the line. Please stay. Hold on, Bill. We will continue this when we return. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you would ever like to join the conversation, you can call and or text and leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon is ruining. We are talking about a bipartisan measure of bipartisan bills, three of them. See, we can actually get things done and agree. Which are intended to bolster the personal safety of judges because they have really been under attack for the last few years. It's gotten very, very serious. So I'm delighted to see that we got something done. One of the bills, judges can request the government not publish personal information about them or their families. Another makes it a crime to protest outside a judge's home, trying to interfere with, obstruct, or impede the duties. And then the third stops documents called judicial security profiles from being made available via public records request, which includes the layout of the home and security system information. And I can't believe that was ever available to the public.
I got a question for you. If we are going to pass a bill that does not allow people to protest outside of judges' homes, doesn't it just make sense that you shouldn't be able to protest outside of any lawmaker or decider essentially, because either one for all or all for or none, because it seems like, and this is not me arguing against the idea, but aldermen, state senators, assembly members, they pass laws, governors sign laws in the books,
right?
Like, do we want this to be a proactive movement or do we want to reactive? How much does this limit speech?
That's a good point.
You know, should they be able to protest with a proper permit? And, you know, I don't know. It brings up a lot of questions for me.
Absolutely. Bill from Oconomowoc, thank you so much for your patience, Bill, and thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
You brought up something the other day that was really interesting to me, but you only touched on it. You didn't amplify it. And I think you need to. All these threatening calls that people are receiving, you said, and I quote, that some of them came as far away as Nigeria and different points of origin. I believe that only 1% or a small percent are really in Trump supporters doing that. I think that's foreign governments understanding only too well what a way to create chaos. And so they just amplify it and make it worse. Now, the good news is we live in an era of technology with even, I don't care who says what about tracing them. I used to work for AT&T. It is all possible to find points of origin on all those calls.
Right.
It is far from impossible. And if you, as you highlighted the other day, if they're coming from foreign countries, well, those are foreign countries that want to destroy America by doing that. They're not stupid. But on the other hand, if the FBI and CIA said, you know, we've had enough, now we know where you are and we will be knocking on your door, that will eliminate a lot of it. Because all they have to do is be exposed. Even if they're another country, doesn't mean we're going to charge them. We're just pointing out to the American citizens, this is not an internal problem. This is an external problem. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bill. That's a very interesting perspective.
Yeah.
I do think that certainly there are other governments that are trying to interfere with our election. They have their own agendas.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's nothing to say also that bad actors within this country aren't the ones paying these troll farms to do this.
Well, and that's sort of, I mean, forgive me for going off on a little bit of a, it's not a tangent, but here's the thing is like, when talk about things like TikTok and China and getting our information, we have plenty of people in this country who run businesses that take our information and do terrible things with it. Why are we trying to shut them down as well? Like when we talk about bad actors within the state, we need to go after them. We can't just make so, you know, it can't just be about like, oh, we want to keep kids from hula hooping on their phones. That's right. I'm an old man. I said hula hooping. But I mean, that's like, I think about that more than I care to admit, the idea that this notion of trying to shut down TikTok and its Chinese investors is more important than, say, Facebook, who is an American company who has been proven to show they were messing with our elections.
Yes. And selling our data.
Exactly.
Which is when I left Facebook in 2019.
Oh, you were so smart.
I was so infuriated when I found out they were selling our data to Cambridge Analytica.
Yeah.
That day it was like, yeah, Zucker, I'm done. See ya. Bye-bye. We do have some texts coming in.
Yes, we do.
Tom, if a politician doesn't respond to you when you call their office, yes, you should be able to peacefully protest outside their home. Also, a question about emailing us. You don't have to spell my last name. No one can spell my last name. I had a general manager who mispronounced my last name for like 7 years. So send emails to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you have comments or questions or a suggestion or a topic you want us to cover or something happening in your community, no matter where you are in Wisconsin.
I will say this too, as far as Twitter goes, someone was asking about Twitter handles. Give Matt Nair on air a shot online. You can find out how to spell it. If you follow us on the social medias,
it's there. It's on the banner.
Shoot us a DM if you don't want to send us an email, but do it through the Matt Nair on air branded social media handles, please.
We would appreciate that very much. Reminder also, this hour's word for our text to win Ride into Spring, a statewide contest. The word you need to text via the Civic Media app before 11 o'clock is lawn, L-A-W-N. Text the word lawn, and then you will be in the running for an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Also be in the running for one of two grand prizes. We've got some bicycles, and then there's an outdoor patio love seat and a 3-in-1 blender, fancy schmancy blender. Who doesn't want that?
I want it now.
You can't have it.
But I want it. I'm America. American man, give me what I want.
Text the word lawn, L-A-W-N. We're having an unannounced unofficial contest with Todd Alba to see who can get more people texting in, because he's been rocking it.
Hey, Todd, you listening? we're coming for the title, yeah, baby.
We're coming for you. All right, we have news on the way in just a little bit, and then when we return, three headlines and a lie. Greg Bach.
Yeah.
Would you like to work with a partner?
Why not?
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you would like to partner up with Greg to determine out of the four headlines which one is fake, give us a call right now. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Play along with Greg. Three headlines and a lie. Right after the news.
This is going to be sparkling or a train wreck.
Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Vanish in the haze, but every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need your life, I've never done before.
One heart's breaking, the other's just fine. She tells me she loves me, two truths and a lie.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the surgeon of sound, Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Just a reminder, you have until 11 o'clock. Download the Civic Media app, then go to whatever station you're listening to around the state, whether it's in Green Bay or Eau Claire or La Crosse or in Amory.
Amory.
And text the word LAWN, L-A-W-N, text the word LAWN until 11 o'clock this morning, and then you are entered into our Ride into Spring statewide text to win contest. You could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Every hour we play the contest, it's at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. One person from each of those hours wins that overnight stay, and then everyone who enters is entered in for one of our two grand prizes, including some new bikes and outdoor patio furniture, as well as a fancy schmancy blender.
The texts are just rolling in.
Good.
We're coming for you, Alba.
Exactly. We're coming for you, Todd Father. He's been doing really well. So we want to give him a little competition.
He's probably messing, going, what are they talking about?
He's prepping for his show. He has
exactly.
Other things to do. All right. We are going to do three headlines and a lie. And because Greg is feeling a little insecure, we wanted to give him a partner.
Hey!
A little bolster. It's always nice to have a partner. And Sherry from Horicon has graciously volunteered. Good morning, Sherry. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jane. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Sherry. How are you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, honey. How are you?
I'm doing peachy now that you're on the call.
All right. Here are the rules, Sherry. You and Greg can discuss once I go through all four of these. Three of these are real headlines. One headline is made up. Unfortunately, you are only playing for bragging rights at this moment. Are you okay with that?
Oh, that's perfect.
Wonderful. All right, here we go. Three headlines and a lie. Headline number one, a Nebraska woman is accused of stealing $27,000 worth of gas because of a glitch that happened when the gas station owner made some changes to the card swiping system. Prosecutors say 45-year-old Dawn Thompson discovered she didn't have to use a credit card or a debit card. If she swiped the gas station's reward card twice, the gas was free. So she did this for months, $27,000 worth of gas, because of a glitch at the gas station. That's your first headline.
Okay.
Headline number two, NASA reporting a giant asteroid 420 feet wide, moving at nearly 102,000 kilometers an hour. That's about 64,000 miles an hour. Did safely pass Earth on March 23rd. Named 2024 EU4, not a very sexy asteroid name. The space rock's closest approach to Earth was outside of the moon's orbit. So NASA essentially said, don't worry. It's just a rock the size of a small car.
Yeah.
All fine.
What damage could it do?
Right. All right. Three headlines and a lie. The birth of a rare pygmy hippo at the Taronga Zoo in Australia has sparked a naming contest. People are invited to submit their ideas, and then they'll be voted on by the public. The top three names currently considered for the rare pygmy hippo born at the Taronga Zoo in Australia are Hippocrit, Wobble Bottom, and Bubble Snort. Voting ends on May 1st.
Not Bodie McBoatface?
Or Hippo McHippoface. And finally, three headlines and a lie. It's a victory for now for Sweden's Johan von Engström after an appeals court ruled a 31-pound asteroid that landed on his property in 2020 did belong to him, not the two geologists who found it and gave it to museum. The court ruled that no one has the right to take a meteorite from someone else's land. It could still be appealed to the Swedish Supreme Court. But for now, Johan von Engström is very happy.
This is a case, an example of civil meteorites.
Meteorites, got it.
All right.
Oh,
wow. All right. All right, Sherry, it's me and you right now.
To discuss, we'll do a little recap here. Nebraska woman stealing almost $30,000 worth of gas because of a glitch in the card system. NASA reporting that asteroid 2024 EU4 did miss Earth last week, so everybody can relax. A rare pygmy hippo born at a zoo in Australia. The top three names currently Hippocrit, Wobble Bottom, and Bubble Snort. And Sweden's Johan von Engström gets to keep his 31-pound asteroid that he found on his property, not the two geologists who found it and took it.
All right, Sherry, your thoughts.
Okay. Well, I think the second one, the asteroid one, is true.
I believe so, too.
I do remember reading about that.
Okay.
And the gas station one is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I feel like those two are true.
Yeah. And the Sweden thing, I think we would have heard more about that if it was true.
Okay.
It would have been on the news.
So you think the hippo is also true then?
I don't know. What do you think?
I was going to go with the hippo because I feel like, because I try to figure out Jane's tells and how she constructs this game. I don't really have to feel like I know the news versus
Watches my face because
knowing
I'm such
her as a storyteller.
And I'm such a bad liar, Sherry. He just watches my face.
But you know what, though? I'm going to have faith in you today, Sherry. And let's go for story number four. The asteroid that fell. Are you cool with that? We can go with that one?
No, let's go with the pygmy one. Yeah.
The hippo one?
As the lie or also true?
You think the hippo's the lie?
I think the hippo's the lie.
Okay. We're going to submit our answer as answer C. The hippo is a lie.
Congratulations. You are correct.
Sherry, I couldn't have done it without you. When we are allowed to give away our first car, it's yours.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the laugh.
Oh, absolutely, Sherry. Thank you so much for playing along with us. I thought I did a really good job, you guys. I thought Wobble Bottom and Bubble Snort would have just thrown you completely off the trail. Look at Calvin's dying. No,
can I tell you why I think it was number three?
Why? Yeah.
Well, first of all, I didn't think it was. I was leery because answer three was the answer last week.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I remember that.
Wow.
And two, when you create your own stuff, you get a twinge. Plus, hypocrite.
It was so me.
Your creativity is what gives you away.
Come on, Bubble Snort is good.
But Bubble Snort's great. And Hippocrite is wonderful. I love that. Or Hippolyta would have been wonderful as well.
Like that?
No, I mean, no notes. Keep doing what you're doing. This is fun.
See, I think from now on, Calvin's going to have to read them.
I might have to. I think the hippopotamus names were very Jane. So yeah. That kind of gave it away.
Yeah.
But also, I think the double asteroid stories was a good red herring.
Right?
That definitely...
Right? Throw you off a little bit?
Threw you off a little.
Yeah, that, you're right. NASA did report that this car-sized asteroid missed us on the 23rd, what, last week.
And I think what happens is you... When the truth ones are simple stories, you're telling us the story, you're giving us the lay of the land. Whereas the lie, you inject creativity where there's not like, so like the asteroid didn't have a backstory or
there was there was no hook.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I'm being instructed on how to be a more efficient liar.
Yes. Yes. I believe in you, Jane.
The other story I really liked, and this was in the news, Sweden's Johan von Engström, and he actually has another name in the middle of there that I knew I was going to destroy, so I kind of just left it out. He did win this case in 2020. This asteroid landed on his property, and of course, as these things are coming in, they're being tracked.
Yeah.
And so two geologists eventually tracked down where this asteroid landed on his planet and dug it up and took it. They gave it to a museum.
No.
But still, Mr. Engström was like, that's my rock.
That's my rock. I want it back.
It's a very interesting case because there is a specific law in Sweden that allows people access even to private property, like camping on private property.
Okay.
It's very interesting. And so the geologist claimed that this was the reason why they were able to take this asteroid. It was also about whether or not it is part of a removable piece of land. And the court kind of decided that because the asteroid is made up of metals and metals are in the earth, therefore it is part of the earth and you can't take his rock.
I thought U.S. attorneys are really good at stretching. This also seems like a textbook case of property meteorites, too. See what I did there again?
I did. You're on a roll.
Civil meteorites.
You're on a
proper
roll.
Property meteorites.
Feeling cocky now because you won
Calvin,
2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row, baby. I'm two for one. I'm two out of one. Two for three.
Two for three. Nebraska lady, yes, $27,000 worth of gas.
That's not the first time I've heard about that actually happening, too. This, like, she's not the first one to do that. Like, there are really interesting ways to scam anything. There was a guy on TikTok who would go to like a Dave and Buster's and show you how to press buttons or find a button or and win prizes. And he gets kicked out all the time. But yeah, these things are all built with like back doors on them.
Sure.
So you can do what you need to do.
But again, I would never have even thought to swipe, you know, like the reward card twice.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, it defaulted to this, okay, your gas is free. So she did this for 6 months.
Where is the actual crime? She exploited an existing thing created by the technological directors of this company. I feel, and this is just maybe my freedom talking here, I feel... slap on the wrist.
That's a pretty convoluted judicial argument.
Hey, so is metals are in the rock and the earth is made of metal. So therefore, the rock belongs to earth, okay? I could be a terrible lawyer or fair, smart one.
Fair point.
Yeah.
I think she could have held her cards a little bit closer to her chest. How do you spend $27,000 on gas in 6 months? She had to have been like... filling up gas cans or something.
Maybe getting friends gas.
She was probably passing the card along to friends.
I mean, letting
everybody fill up.
I feel, okay, so just go with me. I'm not advocating this theft or anything like that, but if there are a couple of groups of people in this world I don't have a problem stealing from, it's gas companies.
But it's not the gas company that's getting ripped off. It's the gas station owner that's getting ripped off.
But they don't make any money off that gas anyways, do they? Like,
but again, aren't they the ones who are losing their product?
I don't know.
I find it hard to believe that the gas providers are going to say, you're right, here's $27,000 of gasoline because you had a glitch in your system. That seems unlikely.
I'm still about thieving from the gas companies, okay?
Let's not advocate stealing.
Andrew from Maine said on the live stream, my mouse is not working. There we go. He said he heard a report that she was selling her access to it.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, Calvin, it should have been a, hey, cool it, dude. Let's stretch this out a while. You know, a little gas here, a little gas there is fine, but $27,000 in 6 months? Yeah. And then, Andrew, I don't know if Greg's wife will appreciate him giving her car to a random caller. Very true. Very true. I read that as calling my wife a car. I'm like, I don't like this.
Bridget is not a car.
She's not a car. She's lovely.
We know she's not a car.
She's actually helping her mother today, like a good daughter.
That's excellent. All right.
Thank you, Sherry, for HorrorCon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sherry, for playing along. We will do this again and hopefully get another listener contestant to play along. And I just have to become a better liar, obviously. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'll just move on to truth and lies. And she don't know that I know what she's doing. And she don't know that I can see right through it. One heart's breaking, the other's just
good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Thank you so very, very much for joining us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin B. coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You still have time to text in the word lawn, L-A-W-N, for our statewide Ride Into Spring text contest. Download the Civic Media app, then go to whatever station you listen to across the network, whether it's in Racine or Green Bay or Richland Center or La Crosse. Text the word lawn before 11 o'clock, L-A-W-N, and then you're entered in our contest. You could win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and then be in the running for our one of two grand prizes. We have some brand new bikes. We also have an outdoor patio love seat and a 3-in-1 blender. So text the word lawn, L-A-W-N, right now via the Civic Media app. And then your next chance to enter will be at 1 o'clock with Todd Alba. And then the 3 p.m. hour with on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Excellent. The live stream, Andrew from Maine gave you some great advice on getting better at putting together your headlines for three headlines in a line. Is that advice?
What did he say?
Well, he said, Jane, you might want to consider going to work for the RNC to prove your skills.
Ouch.
If interested. Anyway.
Zing, Andrew.
Kaboom.
Zing.
Wa-bam. All right.
You can always leave a comment on the live stream, too, if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, or give us a call. Shoot us a text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Coming up next hour at this time, controversial topic. We're going to talk about boba tea, but that's for next hour.
Guess how Jane feels about it.
You'll have to wait. We'll have to wait. Kick this around.
Yeah.
Right now, though, I want to talk about an article that's in today's Journal Sentinel, and it's part of the new Northeast Wisconsin News Lab, which is a group of six news outlets covering northeastern Wisconsin. So we're going to the polls on Tuesday. It's very, very important, especially for things that affect us locally.
Yeah.
These are the ones that are important. The presidential elections are always much sexier in the election in the fall, but the ones that affect our daily lives and what happens in our communities, those are the spring elections. So it's critically important that everyone get out and vote. But in this article, a number of local races across Wisconsin, especially in the rural areas, have no candidates at all. None at all. In Calumet County, three districts out of 21 on the county board don't have a single candidate in this election. It's also the same in a number of local races. The Shawano County Board had two seats with no candidates. The Shawano City Council had one. Winnebago County Board, two. Sheboygan County Board, two. Howard Grove Board, one. A few races here and there have no candidates. Even more have just one candidate on the ballot. And I understand it's a lot to take on. It really is. It's a lot to take on to consider to run for public office because not only are you opening up yourself to an immense amount of criticism, but you make yourself a target. So I understand people maybe don't want to have their some things in their personal life talked about because now everything's game. Everything's fair game. So I appreciate the reluctance to run, but it's critically, critically important that we do.
I mean, it's a thankless job. They generally don't pay that well. And like you said, it's you're under scrutiny. I mean, people can have a problem with their dog catcher, you know?
Absolutely.
So I understand. Like, I've thought about running for alderman from time to time.
Did you?
Yeah, I've thought about it, but just the running alone. And nowadays with everything being, I mean, we were talking about this earlier on Pat's show. There's dark money coming into the Wausau mayor's race.
Really?
Yes. So what's to say that I don't run for alderman and all of a sudden what becomes the, you know,
A hot race,
and I have to raise money. Like, it's like, dude, I just want to be there for my area here. Right. I want to be there for the people in my neighborhood. I don't want to make this a thing. So it just, you never know. Like 20 years ago, people ran for school board because they wanted to be on the school board. Now they're running on the school board to save their schools from crumbling underneath the Moms for Liberty footprint.
Yeah, that's a good point. But that, again, is exactly why it's so important that we have people who are engaged who will run. And I know that there are groups, and we'll ask Dr. Lyerly about this next hour, there are groups that will help people who are considering running for office.
I was just about to say that, and I was about to say we should find there's groups that help specifically women running for office at all levels. There's all sorts of people out there who are like, you want to run for this? We can take your hand. We can find you
Show you the ropes.
Exactly.
Because It's complicated, and the money factor is such a big part of it.
Especially the legality of it all. You have to have a good treasurer who understands what's going on because you are filing reports on a regular basis, and a mistake can happen. I've worked on campaigns where we didn't report certain monies because of whatever. Nothing nefarious, nothing. But they find out, then all of a sudden you're hiding money.
Right. It gives them an opportunity to use that against you, even if it was just an honest mistake.
Yeah.
Uncontested elections are a trend seen throughout the country. According to Ballotpedia, a decline in U.S. electoral competitiveness since 1972. Wisconsin showing a steady increase in the number of uncontested races, which when you look at some of our elected officials, it explains so much.
What?
That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
because sometimes I look at some of these people and go, how is it possible he got reelected again? And then you realize no one has run against him.
There are two congressmen in the state I'm thinking of right now who've run both unopposed at one time or the other. And you're absolutely right. And we've had this conversation with regard to the state and the map system that politicians just didn't have to run. They didn't have to answer. They didn't have to work because they were in, like, to say safe zones is an understatement. They were never going to be challenged. And even if they came close, it was never going to be in their favor and in the other's favor. So yeah, I'm hoping that this year, especially, you've got an open seat in Mike Gallagher's district.
Yep.
You know, I want to see the state run a fair election, or I want to see the state run an election on fair maps, I should say, and see what that gets us. More, not Democratic control, not a far left overreaching hand,
no,
but just
responsive government would be nice,
and more bipartisanship.
Absolutely,
more working together,
so we can get stuff done.
Exactly.
News is on the way next, and then Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here for our public cervix announcement. If you have a question, text it in at 855-75-CIVIC. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.